These days my nerves are wearing thin. Don't you dare go giving up. Fight the good fight, even when the fight ain't fair. Keep your hope high, even when the hope's not there. You got to steady on, hang on to Jesus. You're not done, don't stop believing. All of heaven's cheering you on to finish strong. In the trenches, so we'll taste that victory in the end, yeah. Believe we'll bloom out of these ashes, but until then, hey, gotta fight the good fight, even when the fight ain't fair. Keep your hope high, even when the hope's not there. You got to be steady on, hang on.
This morning, look, yesterday, somebody sabotaged my speaker, and so I took some computers down, and I started what looks like it's going to be a complete change in the sanctuary. So this morning, let's see here. Hold on a second. So this morning, I don't have my speaker. And so what I think I'm going to do is I'm just not gonna be on here long. I've been conducting a little bit of research this morning. I mean, with a couple of people anyway. And I don't see them on this morning. So I want somebody. Let me see how I'm going to do this. Okay. It seems like for some reason I'm doing great, because whenever the witches hit me like this, and it's not, the 8 days is not over yet. But early this morning, a life was saved over my telephone. A little cutter, 21 years old, they called me up from the Atlanta. I really didn't know the pastor that called me. but the cut went a little bit too deep. And instead of it being pleasurable to the cutter, the cutter almost died. So I didn't have time to finish with the Spreaker. That's what I'm trying to get to, because I had to deal with the cutter. You know, it's the Jezebel spirit unloosed. And somebody thinks God has told them that they are my God, I guess. And they're trying to run my ministry from afar. And my question to them is, you did a 40-day fast, so what are you doing? Supposedly you did the 40-day fast to bring out all this great anointing and all this stuff you have. So what you doing with it other than trying to sabotage this ministry? I can't understand it. If you got all that anointing, all that power, all that authority, why aren't you out saving some of these cutters? Why aren't you out saving some of these drug addicts, for that matter? The devil done told you and gave you an assignment to just bring torment in my life, so you think. But we'll have another a speaker up. As a matter of fact, it's almost up, but I did it in the back. So my question is, how you have time to waste to mess with me? Now, I'm really not the one you want to mess with. So that just shows me that I'm in a good place with God. I'm doing the right thing. And I'm going to turn you over to God to handle you, because really I don't have time. You have a wrong, bad spirit operating through you. I'm sure God called you for good when he called you. Why are you letting the devil torment you and turn you around like this? The worst thing in the world that you want to do is fight against God. I'm telling you. You don't want to do that. Now, you don't want to do that. You do not want to do that. And you don't necessarily want to fight me, because I fight back. I'm not going to stand up and let you or anybody else destroy 30 years of work, or even put some frustration in it. That's not going to happen. Now, the only other thing is, I found out somebody I found out a lot. I'm not even going to go through it. But this too shall pass. So, Father, in the name of Jesus this morning, Lord, your word was to fight like a knight. So the fight is on. Lord God, I thank you that you already knew this. You already knew it. You already knew what was going to take place. So I pray this morning, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Peaceful. Just peaceful. That's what I asked you for. A peaceful battle this morning. Now, over the weekend, I had some people look at some real ministry. and they completed that mission. I had them look at some real exorcisms, and I had them look at some real inner healing, and I had them look at about four, five, six, maybe three, 4 hours of it. What I'm doing is I'm checking out my zero zero seven eight. Who is that, please? Your last four is 0078. Who is that? 0078.
Wes.
Okay,
it's Wes.
Wes. All right, just start praying, please. Just start praying.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you this morning. Lord, I just praise you and thank you for what you've done. Heavenly Father, you're moving in a mighty battle against me, and I'm not going to put up with it.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, I am not going to put up with it. I plead the blood of Jesus over my daughter right now in the name of Jesus, my whole family, Lord.
Yeah.
You can come against them, but I am the head of them, and I'm going to do my job. And
yeah.
Satan, you better get ready, because I'm fixing to come on you full time in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you
Thanks.
For what you've done.
Thank you.
I just ask that you show me. Show me what the problems are, what I'm facing.
Yes.
Lord, I ask if I have anything still left in me from when I was possessed, that you show me and show Dr. Erica.
Yes,
so
God.
We can come against that in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Satan, you cannot have my daughter's marriage.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, you cannot have it. You cannot I'm not going to let her take over and be selfish about what she's doing to her kids by feeling selfish on herself from her narcissist husband. That's not her husband. That's Satan.
In the name
and
of Jesus.
Satan, in the name of Jesus, I'm coming against that. In him right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver him from this narcissism.
Yes.
Lord, I ask you to deliver her from her depression.
And
in
the
Lord,
name
I ask, and I pray in the name of Jesus that you put them in church where they can hear the real word in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Oh, praise you, Lord. They have a church 20 miles from them. Lord, I ask that you make them think on their own that they need to go to that church in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you intercede in this. I ask that they be able to move within this remaining 6 days.
Yes, God.
Lord, I ask that you, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
If there's anybody trying to do a soul exchange in that family, that you stop it in the name of Jesus.
We break the power
you
right
point
now.
Point it out.
We break
yes,
the power.
Yes, Lord. I break the power of any soul exchange that might be occurring in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise
thank
you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you. Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I ask you to give me wisdom.
Yes,
give me
Lord.
Wisdom. Put the verses I need. And Satan, I tell you right now, yeah, you wiped out a lot of my memory of what happened yesterday even.
Mm-hmm. The blood of Jesus.
That's going to stop in the name of Jesus. You just get ready for that, because that is going to stop. Get off of me right now in the name of Jesus.
Go.
God, deliver me.
Go.
From anything that I might have within me.
In the name
from
of
the
Jesus.
Past, it's causing problems in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Go.
That's right.
Get
out
of
the way. We break and destroy any type of spiritual exchange, any type of soul exchange, any type of head exchange, any type of body exchange. In the name of Jesus, we render narcissism neutral. Neutral. We command every spirit manifesting through narcissism to come under subjection, and we render you neutral this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Glory, hallelujah. And I come against the succubus and
incubus
spirits mm-hmm. that had once possessed me. Lord, I just ask that you
go
in the name of Jesus right now. Go.
We
if there's any remaining there, hiding. Oh, praise you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Whose number is this? 4635. Whose number is that? The last four is 4635. Your number is 4635. Can you hear me? If you cannot speak, you're about to be knocked right off. Because I'm on the hunt this morning in the name of Jesus. So your number is 4635. You don't answer, don't worry about it. I'm going to call you back and see if you're the one that, you know, I don't mean no harm, but I'm on the hunt this morning. 4635, who is this? Who is this?
It's Laura. I've been trying to push one and answer. Hello?
Laura, I hear you. I hear you.
Yes, ma'am.
I got you on here. Do you want me to pray with you about something?
Yes, ma'am.
What is it?
I guess we could start with relationships and rejection and familiar spirits.
All right.
And addiction.
You pray an addiction?
Yes, ma'am.
Addiction to what?
Cigarettes and alcohol.
So you went back? I'm here because my speaker went down, so obviously God wanted me to come over here to the blog talk and pray. So I hit your number. All right? Look, Laura, I don't have anything in my heart against you. The problem you and I have is the same one you're dealing with right now. I wanted you to be free more than you wanted to be free. I wanted you to trust God more than you wanted to trust God. And because you didn't want to trust God all the way, because you did want to put flesh in it and carnality, look where you are now. But this is not the problem. The problem is we still need to get you free, okay?
Yes.
Now you repent. Ask God to forgive you. He will. He's been waiting.
Forgive me, Father, for all my weaknesses. You know me. You know everything about me. And you know the plan that you predestined for me. I mean, from the bondage, from all mind-binding spirits that would keep me from being able to fulfill your message, your missions in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Laura, will you Will you forgive God?
I've never blamed God. I blame myself.
No, you don't. You blame God. Because, see, one thing about you, you trust God. But you don't trust him all the way. God wants you to trust him all the way. God wants to clean up your life. God wants to be Lord of your life, Laura. You are a good, productive person. You're very creative. Why won't you believe it?
Because there are too many distractions, like leaky roofs and leaky pipes and leaky everything.
Oh, you still in?
And every day I have to go out and say, you know what? I'm gonna believe you, God. You told me my mission is here, and whatever I got to fight, I'll just keep fighting it because he hasn't told me to leave yet.
Laura, how are you getting along with your mother?
She's moved away, and one day she'll yell at me and spew lies, and the next day she'll say, oh, go over and do that. The next one is, I'm calling the police if you go over there. She says, you know, if you think you can listen to some lady who thinks she's up high on a mountain and you know all that. And I'm like, no, Mom, I don't know all that. I just know that this has got to stop. I'm not passing this on to my kids any longer. If you can't see it, and I'm the only one that can, I'll just have to ask for more angels and Holy Spirit to help me.
Laura, the majority of the people in this ministry that didn't jump ship are doing very well. Those curses over you need to be broken. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
I know, and you should have seen me last week destroying the commode out in the yard that was set up like a throne. It wasn't enough that her house smelled like poo. She's got to have everything smell like poo. Well, it's gone.
Let me ask you a question.
I destroyed it.
Your mom moved and left you in those raggedy houses?
Yeah, except she's still got a bunch of her stuff in there. And right now, there's a whole truckload of fans drying it out. When the walls should have been, the drywall that turned a black mold should have been tore off while it was still wet.
Is black mold in the house?
Yes, ma'am.
Laura.
I tried sending her pictures when it first appeared, and she called me a liar and said I made up the photos. Mom, I can't even find photos to post them. You think I'm doctoring photos?
Oh, boy. Pray,
there's
Laura.
Two different
right
people.
Now. Laura,
and
pray. Laura, I bind and rebuke that crazy demon right now. In the name of Jesus, I break the power, Laura, of mental insanity that's trying to attack you. It's trying to take you over. And the alcohol The alcohol isn't making it any better.
No, it's not. Neither are
the after the drunk is over, the problems are still there. Alcohol is just a temporary anesthesia. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
What about that church you were going to? Are they helping you?
No, I quit going. You got to wear a mask, and they want you jumping up and down and doing all this stuff and running up there, and oh, yeah. And then I heard the one girl you mentioned about the dance, how it looks seductive. I heard that she's got some other guy that's helping her pay her bills and start her business. And I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I told them and the pastor I'm not dancing with them. Something's off.
Laura, what you going to do? What are you going to do to get yourself out of this mess? What are you going to do?
don't know, yesterday down where we set up and give out food and stuff, I took tomato plants and different plants down there and tools, and we weeded a little place and we planted a garden, and some of the homeless people got involved and were helping plant too. I've been sowing and growing all my life. I just need to edit and stay out. There's two different guys. There's four houses here. There's two different guys that have found favor in me, the owner of the lot, and he's looking at them to buy, and he's going, man, it's a lot of work.
How much
but
they
he's
want
still
for
thinking
them now?
About it.
How much do they want for them now?
My mom had told me it's six figures, but she won't give me an amount. She's playing games with everybody. Both of those guys said, we'll keep you there, Laura. You can stay there as long as you want. And I'm like, am I going to get a bathtub? Am I going to get laundry?
Laura.
It'll be all right.
You can break this. You can break this. You can break this curse.
Jesus can break this curse.
But he got to use you.
He can use me, though.
He got to
use
you.
I ask him all the time, and then I have people call, oh, Lord, can you give me a ride? Can you do this every day? It's like, okay, let me change my plans, because they weren't my plans to begin with. What am I missing here? Is this person a distraction, or is this person a human that needs actual help?
Laura.
And if they are, help me discern.
Tech, you know what? It's going to take about a minimum of $50,000 to rehab your house.
Well, I've had some people tell me, oh, but this 1860s house, we're not going to let it tore down. There's people that will help fix it. And I'm
How
going.
Much? How much? How much?
There's nothing I've been able to do because I don't own them. For the last several years, it's been, well, you got to secure your location. We'd help you, except it's not yours. Any work we do could just be taken away. And I'm I'll just keep doing what I can.
You between a rock and a hard place. Why don't you come up and get fresh? Why don't you get some fresh air?
I mean, that woo-ha-ha could die.
What'd you say?
I need the Ruha HaKadosh.
Oh, you need the Holy Spirit. That's what you're saying? Ruha HaKadosh. Ruha HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes.
Well, why don't you pray right now and ask the Ruha HaKadosh to help you right now?
Father God, I need you. I need a fresh infilling of your life, your breath of life in my lungs to fill me. Cleanse me, get out. What is not of you? Get out of me. What is history?
In the name
Holy
of Jesus.
Holy Spirit, work in me in the name of Jesus.
Ask the Ruha HaKadosh to hover over you and hover over where you are right now.
Ask your spirit to come and hover, just like you hovered over the earth in the beginning.
That's right.
Hover over this land here. Hover over this neighborhood, over these homes. And just break the powers of the spirits, the principalities that are here over this area causing such turmoil. The police, the gun fighting, the rebellious kids, I just come against them in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to send warring angels and ministering angels. You know exactly what's needed here, Father. You know I'm seeking and I'm asking in the name of Jesus. You provided your son to redeem whosoever. And there are so many whosoever's in this world, and my heart aches for them. Fill me so that I can be used by you, not abused by man, in the name of Jesus. You know, my weakness, you know exactly what I need.
and ask God to help you stop, Laura, ask God to help you stop abusing yourself.
Help me stop abusing myself, Father. I know you love me. Help me feel that love.
Laura, how much do you weigh right now? How much do you weigh right now?
Last time I checked, the doctor checked, it was 110.
Do you feel strong?
No, but in my weakness, he is strong.
Okay, ask the Ruach HaKodesh to strengthen you on the inner man, the outer man, and put a little weight on you.
I keep giving my food away.
I know. Go ahead. Ask God to help you in that.
He'll build up my body, Father. Help strengthen me, every muscle, every tissue, every sinew, every nerve, every bone. Strengthen and bring me back to the way that you meant for me to be. If I ain't honored because it is in heaven, oh, Father God, I don't remember reading anything in heaven about people being weak and sickly. So,
right.
Father God, bring me strength, your energy, and fill my inner man. My
yes.
outer man, and remove the fleshly man that is hindering my inner man.
In the name
Clean
of Jesus.
Up from the inside out, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father. I thank you for your love, for your kindness, and your mercy. And I ask that you show it not on me, not just on me, but on my seed and the seed of my seed, the work of my hands, the thoughts in my hands. And the feelings in my heart, just guide them all and fill them.
Hey, Laura, your thank
kindness.
You, Jesus.
In
Laura,
Jesus' name.
I'm coming up there to see about you, okay? I don't know how soon, but it will be within about a week. I'm coming up there to see about you. When is the last time you had a good rest in a bed? And a good bath.
I went to my daughter's the other day, and I spent the morning cutting and smashing down thistle and spraying it. And I did two logs of laundry, and I took a shower.
Okay.
And I got to see both my grandbabies, and I hurried up and left before Marina came to pick up Lila. But I got to see them, and they both hugged me and smiled, and we played.
Laura, you have too much talent. You have too much Ruach HaKodesh to allow the devil to do to you what he's doing. It has come to that point. I'm going to come up there and see about you, okay?
I would love that.
And I don't know what I can do. If anything, I'll do whatever I can. Because I think that you suffered enough, don't you?
Yeah, in fact, in my prayers, I ask how long. I don't want to go around this mountain 40 years. 6-7 years has been too long already.
I know.
It's wasted time.
All right,
wasted
me...
energy.
Me and Brother Joe and my dog, we're coming up there to see
yeah,
about
bring
you.
Bring your dog. Bring your
yeah,
dog.
I do. Okay. Text me. My number is the same number.
Eight,
same number
843-217-246.
Yeah. Text me your address and call me about in about 2 hours. After I get off here, give me 2 hours, because, no, call me about, we on the same time? Are we on the same time?
No, ma'am, it's 544 right now. 42,
okay,
542.
call me at 7 o'clock, your time.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call and seeing my number.
Well, you know what, Laura, I didn't do it. I didn't have nothing to do with it. It was God, as usual.
Well, you pushed that button, called it.
It was God.
I had to ask him to be obedient.
Yeah, it was God. So you call me at that exact time, and we'll make some arrangements. I can't stay long, but I can come up there and help you some kind of way. If nothing else, maybe your car still working?
Yes, ma'am. I filled up the Jeep and the car before price got too high. I had to put new tires on the Jeep. I had to decide which one. And I thought, well, the Jeep always stock. It's got four-wheel drive. Right now, my hand, my right hand, where those girls tried to steal my replacement phone to get pictures. The only marks I had on me was it looked like a snake bite on the back of my hand.
Oh, boy.
And now I've got, I was just soaking my hand while I was up early soaking my hand because I got a thing raising up on my vein.
Again? The same?
It won't heal.
It will heal.
It's being
healed.
In the name of Jesus.
We just got to, Laura, you need some help. And I'm going to see what I know you do. I know you could do. You hung in there pretty good by yourself. I got to give it to you. You hung in there.
I've been talking to the local ministers. I've had a couple walk across the cement park and stop and talk to me, and I've been telling them about how maybe Wednesday nights we could have Bible studies instead of having their Bible study in their church. I said some people suggested we do something Wednesday, and I said that's midweek service for a lot of people in Bible study. And then somebody said, not everybody. And I said, well, maybe we could get a tent or something up here. And one of the members said, well, we got somebody in our church that has a tent company. And I said, well, maybe we could get a hold of these different pastors and maybe they could take turns and set up and do outdoor Bible study. I know I can't do any of this alone, but I haven't given up yet.
I see. Well, you're the real church, the real deal. So.
Yeah, I just got to figure out why the homeless guy is here. He found one of my Bibles, and I'm thinking, are you supposed to deliver this man? He's talking to about 8, 7, 8, 9, 10 invisible people. Last couple times, I told him, don't even come around here until you get those people settled down. If you're going to be talking to them, they'll come talk to me. You're talking to them, so just come and talk to me. And if you're just going to come asking for money and food, honey, there's bags and stuff. You can at least help pick up the garbage you left on my porch.
So he's still coming around.
Yes. Yeah, and I'll leave little tracts or little things to read for him. And there's been times that, can you give me a ride? You don't even know where you're going, man. Here, write this down. I can't understand what you're saying. Do you know how to write? You know, and I'm like, there's only three numbers here. That street's got four numbers. So. Anyway, I'm not scared of him. I'm just scared that I'm not doing for him what I should be. It's like having a stray cat and just feeding him isn't helping him. And I'm certainly not going to live in my house.
Yeah, let me say something, Laura. You got to get you some help first. Even although you share every little bit you got, where are you sleeping? Are you sleeping on your porch?
No, I'm sleeping in a nice, comfortable bed. That's why I figure, who am I to complain? There's people with a lot less than me.
You got a bed in your house? Is it in your house? Is it in the house?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, okay. But he's sleeping on the porch, right?
Yeah, he went and got an outdoor rug out from underneath the covering, and he used it for a blanket.
All right. Remember the last time we had a encounter like this? God, you had been praying. You must have been praying to God again, huh? Heavy.
Yeah, I pray to him a lot.
Because every time you pray, I get the message, and I have to call you or help you. But I think you're in pretty dire straits right now, especially since your mom moved and left you.
Well, it's actually almost worse, and it's like stirring up everything in this house has got them all ticked off. But my brothers, they're starting to see it. They're going, man, she can be on the same subject, and each one of us she talks to, she tells a totally different story. And I said, that's what I mean. I love my mom, but she's dangerous. She's got a lying spirit. She's straddling in between Freemason and Jehovah's
Witnesses. Yeah, but Laura, she got rid of the Freemasonry stuff. You helped her.
No,
what
because
happened?
She's writing. No, because she hasn't gotten rid of her dad's stuff, and she's still in agreement with her brother who's helping her. She, as I burned that stuff, she was telling somebody, yelling, saying, I refuse to destroy that stuff, and you know I did.
I
had
to
pray it on the phone in the background on a recording because there wasn't anybody around here that believes it.
I know.
And then she's telling somebody, I refuse to burn it. No, Mom, it's already burnt. And then weeks later, she's yelling at me saying, I never told you to burn anything. I don't know what you're talking about. You stole that stuff. And it's like, are you kidding me, Mom?
Well, you still got the pictures, right?
Yeah, and I know there's
some stuff
there.
I got the pictures. I have the pictures. The ones you sent me, I still have them.
I spent last week at night crouched down behind my back door. I was sitting out there, and my mom reading this message. My mom was talking about calling the mental hospital on me, and I need medicated. And the next thing I know is there's lights flashing in, and I just shut the door and sat there low, and lights were going all around like you'd have thought there was a helicopter, but it was quiet. And after it got quiet, I thought, okay, I heard cars leave, and you don't weigh much. Just creep forward and look out the window, and I heard him say, ma'am, are you okay? Yes, I'm okay.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't know what. She's clear out of town. I hadn't even done nothing to her.
She really called the police?
Yes, ma'am, and it's not the first time. And I got a sister that says, yeah, better you than me.
Oh, boy.
And she wonders why I vibrate when I'm around her, because I don't know who she's going to be.
All right. Call me 7 a.m. All
7.
Right.
Thank you, Ted Lyon, for putting up listening to all this.
Laura, you really are a beautiful woman. You just let the devil beat up on you too bad. Just too bad.
My whole life.
But it's going to get better. And I'm coming up there to see about you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Me and Brother Joe. We're coming up there to see about you.
I'll send you that address.
Okay.
I'll send you the address.
All right.
You got all the soil, right?
Yeah, I got it. And it's being prayed over every day.
I just had to buy more oil. Wait till you see my giant Q-tip that I made on a bamboo stick with white wool. I put oil on it and reach up over all the door posts and windows, and my threshold got it, and so did the house next door.
Wow.
You can tell me about the icicles going from the windows all the way to the ground and the top of the door sealing it shut like bars.
Wow.
She takes that Photoshop hat. None of it was real. No, Mom, it was real. I'm not lying.
Well, you know, Laura, it takes a big heart to love your mama the way you do after all the quirks. All the different things, and you know, we'll talk at 7. All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Jesus is Lord.
Yes, He is. And the Ruach HaKodesh is hovering over you right now. You hear me?
Yeah. Thank you, God.
Thank you. we won't kind of polish up. Keep us down. See, our time has finally came around.
Monumental like the Eiffel, uncontrollable, let the joy flow through. Ha ha, giddy over pity, pretty please. Let me see your hands in the air with you at your seats. Warm it up, let go, shout it out, celebrate. When you can't articulate, just say amazing grace.
The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of.
Yes, I am.
You know what? It's interesting. The first person I called was Wes. The second person, somebody didn't answer. I'll find out who that was. But the second person I called was Wes. Now, what's interesting, it was you. You were here, and Wes were here, and Sandra was here, and I can't remember who else was here. Marie. From New York, and Samuel. And what God is trying to show me something in the fact that you and Wes were on the line. I don't even know if Marie or Sandra is on the line this morning. But there's something God is trying to get across. And one thing he wanted me to go see about you and Laura, what kind of... Yes. What kind of shape is your car in?
What kind of what?
Shape. Can you drive down here?
Yeah, I could drive down there.
Well, how about...
I don't know how to time it.
I'm going to talk to you at 7. How about if you come down here? If I pay for it.
But then you won't see what's going on up here. So, I mean...
All right. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. I think you need to be restored to health.
Well, I do, too.
I think you could be a lot more effective. You come down here and you get some rest. And get some deliverance. What you think? You know what, Laura? You might need an exorcism. What you think?
Well, I thought that from the very beginning.
Okay. Then let's see about getting
you down
here.
I thought that from the very beginning. You talked about you were delivered from legions, and I thought that's probably what I got.
Yeah, I was delivered from legions. You're right. And guess what? 30 years later, I'm still standing. I'm still standing.
Amen. Amen.
And I've never backslidden in 30-some years. Never. See, exorcism is good. Exorcism can be great. So, I'm going to play this song for you. Wes, I know you
yes.
still on. I want to bind and rebuke demons that attack the memory right now, okay?
Okay.
All right. Father God, as we come before you this morning, there's this demon, and I think that demon's name is Niz. I remember casting it out, and I'm gonna come back with the same thing tomorrow. But Father God, in the
okay.
name of Jesus, I'm asking you for angelic assistance right now. And, Father, I pray for the brain right now. I bind and rebuke that demon.
Yes,
that demon is Niz that attacks the memory. It also works in Alzheimer's, and it works with dementia. I bind that devil right now that causes memory loss, and it causes people to lose their memory because it takes the memory over and it puts blank space there. So, Father God, Laura said the Ruach HaKodesh is hovering over us right now. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, close up that space that causes gaps.
Yes,
sir. And in the name of Jesus, every demon supporting spirit that's working with that demon causes people memory loss and it steals. I bind the thief this morning. That steals
yes,
the memory. So, it
yes,
also works with alters. It can alter the memory, and it can blank the memory out. It can put people in a trance state. I break the power of that demon right now. Lord God, send angels, send your power, and Lord, occupy that space. And Lord God, your
yes.
word says, except we have the mind of Christ. God, you know, I know about
yes,
that. Because that's what I had lost when I actually way back there then didn't have any hope and wanted to commit suicide. and you saved me. You restored my mind, and you gave me the mind of Christ right now. Lord God, every demon, every spirit that is trying to attack in the mind, I bind you up and I command you, go! That demon that puts people on a track and they keep going through the same track, the same track, the same track. Right now, I stop the track in the name of Jesus. I command peace in the mind. I command peace in the mind. Lord Jesus, you said, my peace I give unto you, my peace I leave with you. I destroy every peace-breaking spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I destroy the seed, the root of chaos. Go!
Yes, sir. You got to go.
Yes, sir.
Chaos, witchcraft. Go! In the name of Jesus. Father God. Get out, all the way, all the way, and loose that memory. Loose that memory. Total memory recall. Total memory recall. Lord God, bring Holy Spirit. Bring back what was lost in the memory, in the mind right now. Father,
yes,
I say peace.
In the name of Jesus.
Peace be still. In the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke all airway spirits. Unloose to cause disruption in the mind, in the thinking, in the senses. Go!
Yeah. Electrical witchcraft, your power go to zero in the name of Jesus.
Electrical witchcraft go to zero. All witchcraft, techno, being sent through the airwaves. Go to zero. I command your power to go to zero right now.
Your power go to zero. Witchcraft, words, power. All those, any words spoken over altars, anything that was burned or sacrificed, in the name of Jesus, let your power go to zero. Your words and your intent and your actions fall to the ground. You are now reversed. The curse, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus.
Just get away, get out.
Oh, glory.
In the name of Jesus.
Name
Father God, your way is perfect every time, all the time. It can never be anything other than perfect.
Amen.
Lord, if I'm the greatest of all time, forgive me. I'll make it up starting right this very moment. Forgive me.
Forgive me.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Lord God, I ask you to expose hidden witches. Expose hidden evil plans, works, activities, thoughts, deeds. Expose the seeds and the roots. Expose it. Expose it, God. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. This morning, God, you threw out the lifeline. You threw it out. You threw it out. You threw it out.
The dark way. There is a brother whom someone to save. Somebody's brother who even would dare to throw out the lifeline in peril to share.
Thank God.
Hey, Laura, you know what? The Holy Spirit, that's why I was playing that music, too. I have 8,000 plus square feet downstairs. And I had kind of like, and I got furniture down there, too. Good furniture. And I kind of like wasn't doing much with it. But I know I could prepare a place for people to come and get built back up in the Holy Ghost. And the reason I'm saying that, the angel is here. While I was playing my song, the angel manifested in front of me. I looked at him, and the angel was saying, he was shaking his head, no. In my heart, I want to come up there, but God wants you to come down here. Come up here to this mountain.
Up to the mountain.
Yeah.
Up to where my mom doesn't want me. I need to come up.
You need to come up here to this mountain. And
when I came last time, I guess I thought you had a healing home and you didn't want me there until you knew what you were up against.
Nobody knows better than I do what I'm up against because I'm the one God gave this ministry to. If he had wanted somebody else to have it, he would have given it to them. But no,
I thought that's why I was in the hotel was because you wanted to see before you brought me into the healing home, and then I realized there wasn't one.
Oh, right, because the church is the healing home. The church is the healing home for everybody in the whole wide world. The church is the healing home. That's what the angel was just telling me. This, you see, it's war. The angel let me know, you're back in war. Your R&R is over. Your rest and your recuperation is over. You're back in the war.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
We are the people.
Marie. Marie, I got your mic open. Can you hear me? All right, I thought I got a text that Marie was on here. 1163? No, that's Sandra. That's Sandra. Marie is 2175. Sandra.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Laura. Great coach. Good morning, Dr. Erica. Good morning, Ted Lyon.
I got a bigger smile on.
I don't know what
Doug is. I wanted just to let you know that I was on the line. That's, I put my hand up so you would know I was here.
Okay. I don't know. God, I'm telling you, God is doing something. I don't know what it is. But as I was talking to Laura, the angel said, I'm here. I'm not over there. I'm here.
It makes sense. Hey, what was going on down there at your neighbor's when we were all there?
I don't know.
Dr. Did you get the soil I sent you?
I got the soil. It's with the all the soil is together in one place now. Yes, I did. And I've been praying over it. I've been stepping up to prayer. But remember, something is going to happen. Whatever this is that is going to happen, it required you all from that original group. To, I'm trying to find Marie. It required you all from that original group being together on here this morning. I'm trying to think who
Amen.
Else.
Thank you, praise God.
This was not planned, you know that? Because the witches thought they was doing me some harm. But it turned out to be a miracle, as usual.
Yeah.
As usual. I don't see, oh, wait a minute. I don't see Marie.
Hi, Wes.
Hi. Dr. Erica.
When I'm reading comments, I always see you folks' name and I want to say something and I can't say hi, but so I'm saying hi now.
Well, when we were in intercessory yesterday and all of that, not long after we got off the line, I started getting stuff where they're my daughter is planning selling their house and separating and all that. I mean, she's in the destructive mode. She doesn't realize her husband is under the devil's control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with that narcissism and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I reminded her that this morning. Said, trust God.
Hey,
and then
man.
I took your little book that you tell us to buy, God's Promises?
Yeah.
I'm sending her scriptures on depression, about three at a time.
Scriptures on depression. Send her straight Jesus stuff. You know, the red letters.
Okay.
Send her straight Jesus. Oh. Like what Jesus said, rise up and walk. When Jesus say, blind eyes open up, send her light.
Huh.
Jesus
okay.
is light.
Yeah.
Send her light. Okay? I'm telling you, and does, is that's not a good idea, getting rid of her house.
How I found out, she wanted me to co-sign some papers on, like, for a travel trailer or something. So she's in the divorce, you know, mode.
You know, she hadn't turned it over to God.
Right, right, right.
For the answer. All this, I mean, we still have 6 days of the miracle. And I'm just asking people that want to pray for their name
don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't do it. It's witches on here. Okay. Don't do it.
Yeah, wrong person might hear. Wrong person.
Don't
okay.
do it. Not do it. Don't do it.
All right.
You know,
I don't post pictures of my kids or anything, my grandkids on Facebook or anything, because you don't know who all is on there looking. I don't need them to see my kids or grandkids.
I know they on here. I ain't got to guess. I know they on here, but it won't work. But we don't want to give them no ammunition.
Nope.
Right.
It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
They don't need another
target. You know what? I'm getting ready to heat up this fire so hot they ain't going to want to be on here no more.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to turn up the flame. Trust this. Once an exorcist, always an exorcist. That's all I'm going to say.
Praise God. Once you learn
how to fight and defeat Satan, that's what I've been trying to tell people all the time. I'm used to confronting Satan, Lucifer, the devil, Beelzebub, Leviathan. It don't matter. Mammon, all of them. It don't matter. But I've been really kind of nice, you know, because I don't know, people getting saved and everything. But you see, the devil don't ever quit. So I'm armed, I'm dangerous, and I'm back. In the war
mode. Go get them.
I am.
Like weeds. You got to keep after them. They keep coming up.
Yes, they do. And it's on.
Get them while they're small.
Yep. It's on.
Wow.
Yeah. Yo. I go by the name of Mafia Whining. And this is the moment you've all been waiting for. Yeah. I bring to you. My auntie, CC Winans, yo CC, drop that first.
I know that you think you can pray at the atmosphere, but I know it's the only
one time this human spirit manifested in the spirit realm, and it came with a big old sword, okay? I looked at it, it looked at me, and it said one of us gonna leave here today. I said, well, it ain't going to be me, because Jesus planted me here. I ain't going nowhere.
There you go. Yeah. Yo, I go by the name of Mafia Whining, and this is the moment you've all been waiting for. Yeah, I bring to you my auntie, CC Whining. Yo, CC, drop that bird.
That you think you can pray at the atmosphere, but I know it's the only way you can make it better. And I know situations get too much for you to take, and you feel like you won't break, and it makes you say, I can't take it. Ooh, I think it better. Ooh, I'm so frustrated, but it's gonna be okay, 'cause you got someone in your corner. Gonna be there for ya. Just fall on your knees, say a prayer, and receive. The world feels like it's on your shoulder.
Spirit, this work got to be done from here.
Okay.
I'm loving it. I didn't call you all. God did.
All right.
I just asked him. I said, God, I don't have no speaker. What you going to do? That's what I say. What you going to do, God? What you going to do, God? Well, he showed me. And I'm going to need you all to pray with me this evening. I got
okay.
your number. I'm going to call you. You the ones that God has called. The others that might come
Amen.
In on this, I don't know. But I know he called
okay.
you.
Amen.
Because he called you.
Praise God.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
going to stay present.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be there.
Okay. Just look for the call. I'm not giving the devil nothing. Devil want to track me?
Okay.
I'm being like my friend in Texas. She say, Erica, I know how to ride a horse. I say, yeah. She say, hold on. The most important thing, hold on. I said, okay, saddle up. Let's get ready to ride.
This time,
we fighting like a knight. We fight a horse
Amen.
And the whole armor of God. It's time
yeah.
to fight.
Get those boots on.
Absolutely. I'm excited about this because the angel... Up, the door is open again. The door is open. The door is open. Laura,
yeah,
I cannot come here. You got to come here. You got
okay.
to come here.
Set a couple guards on this property while I'm gone.
Yeah, you got them. You got them. They ain't going to let nothing
yep.
happen. And take some pictures. I think I got somebody.
Oh.
I'm going to talk to somebody today. I know the solution to your problem. And I'm going to talk to
You've
them
known
today.
It for years. You've known it for years.
Well, it wasn't time.
Well, that's what I figured. It's in God's timing. God wasn't ready. I figured God won't give you more than you can handle, and to me, that's good or bad. If you can't handle a little bit of good, how are you going to handle a lot? I don't want to be ignorant, and that's not how he plans on keeping me.
Okay.
But I'm just one member of the body. We each have our own job, and I just try and do the best job I can at what he's given me to do with.
Marie, say something.
I thank God for a lot because he's done a lot for us.
Yes.
And I must say from the time I left the church, a lot has happened that I bless the name of the Lord for. And I thank God for the advice that you gave me about the yard.
Mhm.
And I do see what happened. I remember what happened in the yard.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But God is faithful.
Always.
Always.
Look at what he did. Look, this is my last song. I'll see y'all tonight. We're going to pray. We're going to do warfare prayers.
Yeah.
In the enemy, in the
space. I know this is a big city, but I want you to clap your hands like it's from North Carolina, like it's from Durham, North Carolina. Come on.
combination of spirit beer.
The joy of the Lord. I'm treating my sickness. I'm treating my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord.
I break the power of that big bully demon. I break the power of that demon that manifests through aggression and tries to take stuff. Father God, dispatch 44 billion angels with an assignment for recovery. Recovery and restore. And Lord God, send it back on angels' wings. I command it to be first right now. Stop it! You're not going to bully anything, and you're not going to take nothing else in the name of Jesus. I stop you. Lord God, dispatch those angels to go out and recover all. Recover all. Devil, I got something to tell you in this song right here. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Those of you I'm going to call to pray. We're going to pray tonight. We're going to stop the thief. We're going to reverse that divorce, and that boy going to get some help. Your son-in-law going to get some help because he's out of control.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Jesus alone.
Mm-hmm.